Nice job. Go 3 and out on your last three.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job.
The most important thing about coaching is relationships. Relationships with the staff, relationships with your players. I don't believe you can coach a guy without having a relationship. And what I mean by that is we're around these guys a lot, more so than maybe my family. So in order to get a guy to trust you, you got to build a relationship with him. And in order to coach a guy and teach a guy, he's got to trust you.
I don't care if that's what we just got hit on. Play outside leverage. You know what I mean? Throw him into our safety down.
I was fortunate this year to walk into a great group of guys. And each one's kind of different. But they're good players. They're professionals. They're good people. You get a guy like Dante Whitner, who is totally a professional. Just so good for this football team. Such a leader. Such a smart player. People don't realize how smart he is, how much football he knows, and how much of a coach on the field he really is. So to see him come in, you don't want to make the Pro Bowl, that was great. And then to see a guy like Joe just continue to get better and better each game, each year. You know, people thought he struggled early in the year. I didn't see it as much as everybody else did, but he just kept playing and getting better. And we asked him to do so much. So to see him get rewarded for the type of year that we knew he had was really great. And to do it 2 years in a row was really special. And he's only going to get better. And then to see a young guy like Gip, who starts the season off so strong, has the 6 interceptions right away. He's ready to, you know, just maybe have 10 or 11, and then he goes down. So for me to see the players in the NFL and the coaches in the NFL still vote for him, it just says a lot about him. And I couldn't be happier for him. And again, he's a guy that hopefully will continue to get those awards.
He is gone! Touchdown, Tashaun Gipson!
I think when we beat the Saints, that was one that stands out to me in the locker room. I remember after that game, you know, getting that win and being at home and getting that win. It was very emotional for us coaches in the locker room. I remember sitting across from Coach O'Neill and Coach Weaver, and we sat there and very emotional, and we just said to each other, this is why we do this. You know, and some of those close games this year, the win against the Steelers, the comeback win we had, when you celebrate with the guys in the locker room and guys are dancing and acting like kids and we're hugging each other, that's why you do it, because you don't get that feeling anywhere else. And I'm kind of getting the chills just like thinking about it right now. So as hard as it is during the season, and as hard as you don't sleep, you don't see your family, the losses are hard, those wins are just, I mean, they're hard to describe.